the thought process is different. Okay, as you said, there's a few exceptions, but basically speaking, that's the process is different. So then, as a consequence of that, if I can just extend it more, then you can say yes or no.
Yeah.
Does that mean that women have more opportunities, what we'll call it opportunities, to have more tender spots? Do they get hurt more
often?
Oh,
no, that's okay. You just opened a real can.
I know.
This is a gain. A tendency is that I want you to picture sports.
Mm-hmm.
Boys are told not to act like wusses. They're told not to cry. That's all. By the way, this is all changing.
Right.
But as soon as you start telling people to cut off their feelings, they're not aware of them.
Okay.
So you've got a bunch of males not aware of feeling scared, feeling sad, feeling hurt, feeling vulnerable. And there's all kinds of literature about the vulnerability and men showing vulnerability. And when Clinton showed a tear, everybody said he broke down. Well, he didn't break down. He had some feelings, and a tear came out. And we got, you know, Donald Trump saying that if you cry in front of me, I'll fire you. And that's his hang up because he's not comfortable with tears, right? Yes.
Yeah,
so we're more aware of our tender spots because, as females, been given permission to feel hurt and scared, and then the knight in the shining armor can come and rescue us. We were denied for years up until the 70s, and maybe the suffragettes started this a little bit, but they got death threats in the 1920s. The suffragettes started to express anger, and for centuries, women were not given permission to express anger, and we needed men to protect because anger is a protection vehicle.
So how nowadays, then, is it more difficult? Is it more difficult then still, you're saying, for women or not?
Well, we're coming a long way,
but
I'll tell you that there was a research done maybe about 10 years ago that said that if a woman spoke, they did an experiment and a woman was given an assertive line to state and a man was given the same assertive line to state and they were told the tone of voice to use, the woman was described as the B word that rhymes with itch while the man was described as being assertive.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so there's still the stereotype that we're, you know, are caring and nurturing and all that. And yes, we are hardwired for that. And
a lot of those myths still exist. I mean, the man with the gray hair is distinguished. The woman's just old.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
well, that's a myth as well, too.
Actually, I am 65 now, but I'm still going strong. I look, most people say, like I'm about 57, 58.
There you go.
Yep. Well,
I would have said 54.
So thank you. I'm honored. Yeah, I turned up at an event last year. And the man started to say, the man who had hired me, I won't tell you what organization, but yes, ma'am, glad you're here, ma'am. I looked at him and I said, were you expecting somebody younger? I mean, the photograph, I keep checking people, the photograph on my website.
At least he didn't call you dear or honey anyway. That's
I
good.
Know.
Okay.
And he said yes. So, yeah, there is this, it was like a switch that went off.
I think that says more about him than it does about anybody else. That's fine.
Well, there you go. There, we need to have the filter. The filter of, that was a very subtle criticism, and what can you do about being the age you are? I love, can I read my five filters if somebody criticizes you, or you feel criticized?
Yeah, we're going to get that in 1 second, because I'm going to ask you, when people are trying to strengthen their resilience, what are the strategies that they can use? And this would probably be your five filters. Well, it's one of the things, right?
So. That's just one out of many. Their coping strategies are basically having ways to flourish and be the strongest and best you can be. I mean, a lot of the emotional and social intelligence books by Goleman fit right in here. I put the strategies when I did my research, and by the way, I had nearly 400 women participate. I ended up having five categories that I'll share with you.
Okay.
But, of course, I'm biting at the chomp to tell you the five filter questions if you feel criticized. One is to ask, is this the right time for this person to criticize you or for you to criticize somebody else?
Okay.
Can I do anything about the situation? And if I'm going to criticize somebody else, I ask, can he or she do anything about the situation or the behavior? That's number two.
Okay.
Number three is, have I heard this before? Is this new information for me? I mean, was this person really being helpful? And then if I'm going to criticize somebody, I need to ask myself, has he or she heard this before? Is this new information? Number four is, am I sure that none of my own hang-ups are involved? Or when I'm receiving, am I sure that, you know, is that about his hang-up or my hang-up? And the same with giving. And the last one is it possible that I need some encouragement and some support right now? And before I criticize somebody, I'll ask myself, is it actually true that this person just needs some encouragement and some support?
Hmm.